Okay, so today's shiur is on Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a topic we've talked about before, but you know, every time we deal with it, it's been a few years. Every time we deal with it, we come up with some new ideas, and hopefully today will be one of them. The basic shiur is about storytelling. You know, everybody thinks that they're a great storyteller. I'm not looking at anybody here, but everybody thinks so. But, you know, to tell a great story, what do you need? Okay, you need tension, obviously. But you also need to decide where a story starts and where a story ends. Okay, so let's say we're writing the Haggadah and we're doing the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So where does the story start? Well, there's a machlokas in the Mishnah about whether it's Avadim Hayinu Pharaoh b'Mitzrayim, right? Do you start in Egypt or do you start beforehand? You start with Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah Hayu Avotenu. But let's forget those specifics for a second. If you start the story in Mitzrayim, so I think a story listener thinks to himself and asks, well, how'd they get there? Right? What does it mean? You know, how's the whole family in Mitzrayim? So I suppose that takes you back to Mechirat Yosef. But then you ask yourself, yeah, but you know, how did the brothers hate Yosef so much? So you have to go back further. Then you have to go back to the Bris Bein Abisarim. Then you have to go back. You know, it's very, very hard to pick where the story starts. It's similarly hard to pick where the story ends. Right? Do we end the story in the Haggadah on the 15th of Nisan, where we leave Mitzrayim? Essentially, we do, by the way. But then what about Kriyas Yamsuf? And even after Kriyas Yamsuf, we're still in the Midbar. So then do you say, well, maybe the Mishkan? But we're still in the Midbar. But to get out of the Midbar, we have to get out of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Right? It's not so simple. So we want to talk about that. We also want to talk about the halachic parameters, which we'll do that first, of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so let's start. Well, to start, I guess, we need a sheet. Let's try this one. Excellent. Okay. Says the Torah, in source number one, in Parshas Bo and Perek Yud Gimel of Shmos, Matzot Ye'achel Eid Shivat Hayamim, V'lo Ye'ra'el Lecha Chameitz, V'lo Ye'ra'el Lecha Sa'or B'chol Gvulecha. Right, you have to eat matzah for 7 days. You can't have any chametz. V'higadita levincha b'yom ha'hu le'mor ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeitim Mitzrayim. And you have to tell your son literally and your son metaphorically, for this reason, ba'avur zeh, which probably means, you know, matzah and mor, b'sha'a she'esh matzah and mor munachim l'fanecha. Then a few psukim later, v'ayaki shalcha b'incha machar le'mor mazot. When your son asks you one day, what's up? Why all this? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Egypt with an outstretched hand. That's why we're celebrating. Okay, what's really going on? Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam in source number two in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin. We'll see some interesting things here. It says as follows. V'hamitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin. He shet sivanu lisaper b'yitziat Mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asar b'nisan b'tchilat halayla k'fi tzachut lishon ha-misaper. Says the Rambam, we have to tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asar b'nisan b'tchilat halayla. That's really interesting. You don't find very often where there's a time within a time, right? The mitzvah is supposed to be the 15th at night. That's when we have a Seder. No, says the Rambam, it's not just the 15th at night, it's the 15th at night at the beginning of the night. Okay, Kfi Sachut Lishon HaMisaper means, I would have thought I just read the Haggadah. The Rambam didn't know there was such a thing as a Haggadah, but still the Rambam wants our own language. Kfi Sachut Lishon HaMisaper, based on my ability to tell over the story. V'chol Ma She'yosif B'ma'amar, V'ya'arich ha'divarim b'hagdolat ma she'asa lanu Hashem u'ma she'asu imanu ha'mitzrim me'avel v'chamas right? And the more that we can extend and expand the discussion to the great things that God did to us and the terrible things that the Egyptians did to us, ve'ech lakach Hashem nikmatenu mehem, and how God took revenge on them, uva hodot lo yitbarach amashig malano mechasadav yihyer yoter tov. Okay, so the more we can discuss and the more details we can give and the more we can focus on the story of leaving Egypt, the better it is for us. Kimo she'amru, kol ha-ma'arich l'saper b'yitziat Mitzrayim, harei ze mishubach. Right, a line that we know very, very well. The more that you do, the better that you do it. Kol ha-ma'arbe l'saper b'yitziat Mitzrayim, harei ze mishubach, is a line we say in the Haggadah. It's also, I think it's a line from the Mishnah. The fact is, you know, the more, the better, the more detail, the greater the mitzvah. What's the source? Says the Rambam. V'ha-katuv shebal atzivui hazehu amaro, the pasuk we read on top, v'higadeta levincha bayomahu leimor, etc. Says the Rambam, after skipping a little bit, ein li ela bizman sheyesh lo ben. Beino levein atzmo, beino levein acherim minayin. Right, how do I know that even if you don't have a son, you still have a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Talmud Lomar, Vayomer Moshe El Ha'am, Zochor et Hayom Hazeh Asher Yitzatem Mimitzrayim. Remember this day that we left Egypt. Talomar, Shehu Tziva Lezochro, Kimo Amaro, Zochor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadisho. Right, just like you can say Kiddush to yourself, Zochor Yom HaShabbat Lekadisho, you can remember Yitzias Mitzrayim to yourself. Zachar tayom azeh asher yitzatem Mitzrayim. Is that the best way to do it? No. But you're definitely yotzei the mitzvah. Ukvar yodata lashon amaram. And we also know the quote. Va'afilu kulonu chachamim, kulonu nivonim, kulonu yodim et ha-Torah. Right? Mitzvah aleinu l'saper b'yitziat Mitzrayim. V'chol ha-marbe l'saper b'yitziat Mitzrayim. Harei zeh mishubach. Right, okay, so we know that quote. So the quote is, even if you're a big Talmud Chacham, right, the more that you tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the greater the mitzvah. Okay, that's the mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvos of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's look at, well, the problem is as follows. What is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim very, very similar to? Achronim asked this question. What other mitzvah do we have that's similar to Yitzias, to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, but different?
Hadlachos Neres Chanukah?
No, the Zechiras. The answer is we have a mitzvah every day of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Wow. Right? It's a completely different mitzvah. Look in source number 3. Says the Rambam, Afal pi she'ein mitzvas tzitzis, no heges belayla, even though we don't have a mitzvah to wear tzitzis at night, korin ota balayla, meaning he's referring to the third parsha of Kriyat Shema. We read the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, which we think of as the parsha of tzitzis at night. Why? Mipnei sheyesh ba zichron yitziat Mitzrayim. Because within that parsha, right, there's a remembrance of the fact that we left Mitzrayim. Umitzvah lehazkir yitziat Mitzrayim bayom uvalayla. And we have a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim day and night. Shenemar, leman tizkor yom tzeitcha me'eretz Yisrael kol yimei chayecha. By the way, that's a whole drasha in the Haggadah, which we're not going to go into, right? Leman tizkor yom tzeitcha me'eretz Yisrael kol yimei chayecha, right? Yimei chayecha hayamim, kol yimei chayecha halaylot, right? And Chachamim say yimei chayecha hayamim, there's an idea that when Mashiach comes, maybe we won't have a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the bottom line, Paskins the Rambam, we have a daily mitzvah, morning and night, to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's true that the main part of Kriyat Shema is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, but a secondary part of the mitzvah is Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And in case you didn't know it, the Rambam says, "Ukriyat shalosh parshiot elu al seder zeh, hi hanikrei kriyat shma." And reading these three parshios, that's the definition of kriyat shma, which means that the third parak of kriyat shma is as much a part of kriyat shma as is the first, and the third parak is the parak that deals with
Zichirat Yitziat Mitzrayim.
Okay? So the question is, the fundamental question is, what's the difference between the mitzvah we have, the annual mitzvah of Sipur, and the daily mitzvah of Zechira? Okay, this is a very, very famous question. But first, to make the problem more acute, when you look at the Rambam, when he codifies as in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, source number 4, he uses the pasuk of Zechira to prove the mitzvah of Sipur. Watch, look at number 4. Mitzvat ase shel Torah l'saper b'nisim v'niflaot she'na'asu la'avoteinu b'mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asar b'nisan. Okay, we have a mitzvah to tell over the story of what happened to our forefathers in Egypt on the 15th of Nisan. She'nemar zachor et hayom azeh she'yitzatem b'mitzrayim. Okay, that's the pasuk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's true. K'mo she'nemar, then he says it's just like zachor et yom ha'shabbat. What makes it just like the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim? I'm sorry, of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. What does it have to do with the mitzvah of Zachor Yom HaShabbat? And goes on the Rambam. Uminayin Shebolel Chamisha Asar. How do you know the mitzvah is on the 15th? Talmud Lomar V'higadata Levincha Bayom Ahu Leymor Ba'avur Zeh. What's the pasuk saying? Ba'avur Zeh? Answers the Rambam. Right? The mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim only applies when there's matzah and maror in front of us on the table. He repeats the same even great chachamim have to tell over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hareze Mishubach, a slightly different lashon, but it's exactly the same point. Anybody who extends a discussion and goes into great detail and, you know, deals with the intricacies of Yitziat Mitzrayim, the more you do that, the more you're praised, the greater the mitzvah is. Okay, so again, we have two mitzvahs. One is Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, one is Zechirat Yitziat Mitzrayim, and they look to the naked eye pretty similar. The Menchas Chinuch asks this question in source number 5. Im Kain, he says, "My nitzvah seif b'leil tezvav." Well, then, if you have a mitzvah every night, what's the addition to the mitzvah that you have to do on the 15th? Vayin prichadashi harich binyanim elu v'gam amalei de tamid dai behirhur dichsiv tizkar. Okay, so he has a prichadash, which is an interesting one, who says, you can be yotzei the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim behirhur, with thought. But the mitzvah of Sipur, that's the difference between Zechira, which is just remembering, and Sipur, which is actually telling the story. Okay, you know, is it the greatest answer in the world? I don't know, but it's certainly a good answer, and it certainly distinguishes between the mitzvah of Zechira and the mitzvah of Sipur. The more famous Shita, and it, you know, it's just more famous because it's Reb Chaim and because everybody knows it and everybody quotes it. Reb Chaim, you know, looked at the two things, looks at Zechira and looks at Sipur and asks, okay, what's the difference between Zechira and Sipur? And he says, there are 4 elements that apply to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim that do not apply to Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And you need each of the 4 elements, otherwise you're not Yotzei. The first, he says, is that Sipur is derech she'ela u'tshuva. The whole idea of asking questions and answering them, and manishtana, and all the things in the Haggadah, they are an element of Sipur, right? Asking questions, eliciting interest, getting people to respond, that is not a requirement of Zechira, but says the Rambam, says Reb Chaim, in the name of the Rambam, that's a required element of Sipur, right? There has to be interaction. There have to be questions and answers. That's first. Second, says Reb Chaim, if you're going to tell a good story, there's another halacha. It's called matchil bignut u'misayim b'shevach or b'shvach. You start with the bad parts, matchil bignud. Gnud are like the negative parts. Umisayim b'shevach. And you end with the high point. You end with praise of God. You end with the fact that we got out. Okay? So that's number two. One, derech she'ela u'tshuva. Two, matchil bignut u'misayim bishvach. Three, says Reb Chaim, the sipur of sipur yitzias mitzrayim has to be done with a type of show and tell. Right? We have matzah on the table. We have maror on the table. We have something that fakes carbon pesach, although it's obviously not carbon pesach, right? We show things. We explain things. We do that because Sipur requires it. Because the idea of telling over a story is so much stronger when you have props. And pesach and matzah and maror are props to the story of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, that's three. And fourth, and the final difference, says Reb Chaim, is that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is only on the 15th of Nisan, right? The Rambam uses the source of Zachor Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho to say, just like the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos, can only happen on Shabbos, so too Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim can only happen on the anniversary of the date that we left Egypt, and that anniversary is the 15th. Okay, that's Reb Chaim. I'll add, I mean, everybody knows this. You know, your details are only your own details. The fact that, you know, anybody could tell you there's a difference between Zechira and Sipur is easy. I heard a number of years ago, Rav Asher Weiss said he thought a required element to make it Sipur was to make it clear to people that it's God's doing, right? If you come home and you tell a story about how we were slaves and it was unjust, and you know some great man named Moshe took us out of Egypt, so Rav Asher, you're not Yotze. If God doesn't appear in your story, if part of your story isn't being grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us, then a required element of Sipur is missing. Okay, that's the difference between between Zechira and Sipur.
Ellie,
but let's go Ellie, back to the issue.
Ellie,
yes.
Would that be with almost every mitzvah? Or is it just unique to...
what do you mean?
And it's recognition that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that commands us this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu that wants us to do this. You know, whether it be Kibud Av V'Em or doing, you know, Baruchu, you know, every aspect of it, any Daraisa.
You know, obviously, in a L'chatchila way, for sure. But he's saying this in a specific context, which is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe it doesn't require God. You just have to be grateful that we left Egypt. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires God. I think that's what he said, but I'm not 100% sure. So let's leave that.
Eli?
Yes.
Rav Sri Rimon has something very similar, but he says that a basic element is also, you have question-answer, you have also hodaya, that you have to have a thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a basic element of it.
Okay, I think that's right. If I didn't say that, you know, I think when the Rav says, when Rav Chaim says, Maschal Gnuzum Sain Bishvach, the Shvach is praise of God. But yes, that's definitely part of it. Okay, let's go back to storytelling and remind ourselves we need a beginning point, we need an end point, we need an element of tension. And I think that's what the Mishnah means. In source number six, the Mishnah says, it's interesting, what do you do? Matchil bignut u'misayim bishvach, right? You start with the bad parts and you end with the good parts. V'doresh me'arami oved avi ad she'igmar kala parsha kula. The question is that one thing or two things? So again, the Mishnah says, maschil bignosum sain bishvach, right? You start with the bad parts, you begin with the good parts. I'm sorry, you end with you start with the bad parts, you end with the good parts. That's where the tension comes from. So it could be that that's one statement. And there's another statement, v'doresh me'arami oved avi. And you also darshan the parsha of Arami oved avi. What's the parsha of Arami oved avi? What does it have to do with Pesach? So here you come to a different question. Let's say, you know, you're writing a Haggadah. So on the one hand, okay, you know, we talked about the story. We need a beginning point and an end point and tension. But where are you going to pull the psukim from? So, okay, everybody would say the same thing. I'll start with Shmos. And I'll pull some psukim from Shmos and some psukim from Va'era and some, you know, some from Bo. It's hard to do that. It's hard to do that. Where in the Torah do we have the concise story of Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the answer is, that's the parsha of Arami Oved Avi. What are we talking about? It's what we otherwise call Parshas HaBikurim. Go down to source number 9, the bottom of the page. What's going on? The person, a Jew, you know, comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he has his first fruits with him. He has his Bikurim with him. Va'anita va'amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. And you answer and you say to God, Arami oved avi, vayered mitzrayma, vayogar sham bimisei ma'at, vayhi sham ligoy gadol atzum varav. Okay, so, you know, it's sort of towards the end of Magid and right before Hallel, which is how this gets some, it often gets short shrift in our Seder. But the Mishnah is perhaps identifying this Parsha as the center point of our Seder. Right? Where we say the pasuk, then there's all these drashos. Then we say the next pasuk, right? Okay, so what's Arami Oved Avi? So on the Seder night, Arami Oved Avi means that Lavan, the Aramean, tried to kill Yaakov Avinu. On other nights, it means something else, but let's leave it at that. Right? So he went down to Egypt. Vayarei Roton HaMitzrim, the Egyptians tortured us. Vayaanunu, there they tortured us. Vayitnu aleinu avodah kasha, right? And they made us work really, really hard. Vanitzak el Hashem alokei avoteinu, we cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayishma Hashem et koleinu, God heard our voices. Vayaret anyenu, he saw our troubles. Ve'et amaleinu ve'et lachatzeinu, and all the pressure we were under. Good news. Vayotzienu Hashem mi Mitzrayim biyad chazaka v'izranet tuyav morah gadol v'ototuv mavtim. Right, and then God took us out of Egypt with great miracles, and everything is great. And then Pasuk Tet, which we don't say at this Seder, Vayivienu el hamakom hazeh, Vayiten lanu et haaretz hazot, Eretz zavat chalav udvash. Okay, so on a simple level, this is the only place in the Torah that you get a continuous summary of what happened to us. And it's also, it's not that long. Right, it's four psukim. This is where the Dad Lishonos of Geula come from. The Machlok is about a fifth coast, comes from here also. More than that, it's a text that everybody knows. How does everybody know this text? Because it's Parshas HaBikurim. When you bring your Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash, you say this Parsha out loud, right? There are big, it's like, you know, there are big signs with the Parsha on it that you hold. So it's a Parsha that everybody's familiar with. It's not just five psukim from Kisavo at the end of Dvarim. It's something that we say every year, and we say it with great, you know, emotion, I suppose. It's a high point. It's a religious high point. It's an emotional high point to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so perhaps that's why it was chosen as the centerpiece. But what's going on? Let's go back to source number 6. So we have the Mishnah saying, Matril bignutum saying bishvach vidoresh me arami overavi ad shigmar kala pasha kula. The other source we have for what Magid is the Mishnah that says, Rabban Gamliel haya omer kol shelo omar shlosha dvarim elu bepesach lo yotza yidei chovato. Anybody who doesn't say these three things at the Seder is not yotze. And presumably there's two possibilities, right? What's he not yotze? Well, maybe he's not yotze matzah if you don't know what matzah is, and he's not yotze mor if you don't know what mor is, etc. Or you're not yotze sipu yitzias mitzrayim. If you didn't say, if you didn't explain the three basic props of the Seder, Pesach, matzah, and moror, so then you didn't get the mitzvah of sipu yitzias mitzrayim. The problem is the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't really talk about arami oved avi. The Gemara in source number 7 tells us a famous machlokas. Says the Gemara, Maschil Bignos Umsayim Bishvach, my Bignos. Okay, if you're telling me we should start with the bad stuff, what is the bad stuff? Two famous shitas. Rav Amar Mitchila Ovde Avodah Zara Hayu Avotenu, or Mitchila Ovde Avodat Gilulim Hayu Avotenu. In the old days, we were Ovde Avodah Zara. That's pretty bad. Ushmuel Amar, no. Avadim hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. The bad part is that we were slaves. Now, how do you understand this machlokes? Is it a real machlokes, or is it just a discussion about focus? So according to the Avudraham, one of the earliest Rishonim, this is a real machlokes. Rav thinks the main point of Leil HaSeder is the fact that we used to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah, which is as bad as it gets. And now, presumably, Vashav Kervano Amakom Lavodato. And now we worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The focus is on our spiritual side. It's true we were slaves in Egypt. But if you look behind it, maybe why were we slaves in Egypt? Because at first we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And what's Shmuel's Shita? Shmuel's, no, it's Leil HaSeder. What are we going to focus on if not the fact that Avadim Hayinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim? Right? That's the focus. It's not other times you could talk about the spiritual problem. Right now, we're focused on the physical problem, and that is that we're slaves to Paro. That's one approach. According to the Ritva, it's not a real machlokas. What does it mean, it's not a real machlokas? Means Rav thinks the focus should be on the spiritual problem of being over the Avodah Zarah. He's not against Avadim Hayinu. That goes in also. But the focus is really on the spiritual problem we had and the lack of belief in God. And Shmuel says the opposite, which is it's true we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and we should mention that, and we do mention that. But the focus is really on the physical slavery. The focus is on the fact that Paro enslaved us, and eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. So how do we paskin? We all go to a Seder every year. How do we paskin?
Both.
We do both. Now, it's a little strange that historically, right? Historically, we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah before Avadim Hayinu. And at the Seder, it's backwards, right? At the Seder, we start Avadim Hayinu. Only later on do we get to Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avotenu. Okay, but let's leave that for a second. And let's see if we could tell how the Rambam paskins and how this should be done at the Seder. So look at source number 8. Says the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, V'tzarech lahaschil bignus ulisayim bishvach. Right, this we know already. You have to start with the bad stuff and end with the good stuff. Ketzad. How do you do this? Maschil umisaper. Shebitchila hayu avotenu bimeterach umilifanov kofrim vitoin achah hahevel virodfim achah avodah zarah. Right? Says the Rambam, originally in the time of Terach, we were kofrim. We were mistaken, right? We followed avodah zarah. The Rambam, by the way, in the first parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah includes Avraham in this. Okay, you know, it's something to be discussed, but the Rambam thinks that Avraham Avinu at the beginning of his life was an Oved Avodah Zarah. Good news. Umisayein bidat ha'emet shekervanu ha'makom lo v'hivdilanu min ha'toim v'kervanu li'ichudo. And the good news is that God brought us back and he forgave us and we... He separated us from those who make this terrible mistake. And he made us the chosen people. Okay, great. So the Rambam paskins that Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah is what we should focus on at the Seder. Not so quick. Third line, says the Rambam. V'chein, similarly, Matchil Umodia She'avadim Hayinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim. At the same time, we also let people know that we were Paro's slaves. V'chal hara'a shegimalanu, and all the evil with which he paid us back. And he concludes with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and saved us. And then he says, "Vehu sheyidrosh me'arami oved avi ad sheigmor kol haparsha." In addition, you have to darshan the psukim of Arami oved avi, the psukim of Parsha Bikurim, which we read in source number 9 at the bottom. "Vechol hamosif u'ma'arich bidrash parsha zo hareze mishubach." And the more that we darshan the psukim, the more that we, as Rav Soloveitchik once said, the more that we learn Torah she'be'al peh into the Torah she'bichsav, the greater reward do we get. Okay, so there's a number of things. So again, the Rambam has three different parts. One, mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hayu avoteinu. Two, avadim ayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. Three, parshas habikurim, the drasha of Arami oved avi. Let's start with the problems. Okay? On the one hand, the Rambam says we start with mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hayu avoteinu. Then we get to avadim ayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. But when you look at the Rambam's Haggadah, which is printed in the back of Hilchos Chametz Umatz and the Yad HaChazaka, he has a Haggadah that looks just like ours. So what's going on? Right? Why would he put Avadim Hayin Lefarob Mitzrayim as the primary part of the Haggadah if he thinks the primary part of the Haggadah is Mitchila Ov De'Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoteinu B'Mitzrayim? So first interesting thing is, and it's an incredible diuk, when you look in the Rambam, I don't know who said this first. He says, Ketzad, I'm on the first line, Matchil u'misaper, that mitchila hayu avosinu ovde avodah zarah. Okay? When he gets to Avadim Ayinu, he says, Matchil u'modia. Modia is different than misaper. Misaper is the mitzvah of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Modia is letting people know, but it's a level below the mitzvah of Sipur. So how do we work this out? Some want to suggest the following. I think this is fascinating, right? Manishtana comes right before Avadim Ayinu Lefarob Mitzrayim. According to this approach, Avadim Ayinu Lefarob Mitzrayim is not really Maschil Bignusum Sayim B'Shvach. It's the answer to the one question that was asked in Manishtana. What do you mean one question? Aren't there four questions? The answer is no. There's one question, which is, what kind of night is it? On the one hand, I eat matzah and I eat maror, right? Both of those strike me as kind of evidence of the bad parts in Mitzrayim. On the other hand, I dip twice, like rich, like free people. I eat leaning, like free people. So the question is, what's going on? Am I free? Am I a slave? Why am I doing these contradictory things on Pesach? And the answer, says the Rambam, is Avadim Ayinu Lefarob Mitzrayim. Not as Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, simply as the answer to that question. And then, as you get along, then there's some stories in the Haggadah, and then you get to Mitchila Ovde Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoteinu. You get to the real beginning of the Haggadah, the real beginning of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Avodah Zarah. Okay, so in that telling, Avadim Ayinu is just the answer to Manishtana, but the Rambam really paskins that Mitchila Ovde Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoteinu, really that's the main part of the Seder. And then you have the Parsha of Arami Oved Avi and Parsha Bikurim. Okay. That's one answer to the Rambam, and that I think is a good answer. But Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Sefer Melamed Lehoil, has what I think is a revolutionary idea. And it really changes how we look at the Seder. He says, if you go back, let me just scroll up for a second. If you go back to source number 6, he says, we're misreading it. Matchil bignut u'misayim b'shevach. How? V'doresh me'arami oved avi ad sheigmor kol haparsha kula. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the main thing that the Mishnah is asking of us is to be mekayim master b'gnusu m'sayim b'shvach through the parsha of Arami Oved Avi. And it's so obvious that that's the case when you go to Arami Oved Avi. You know, you don't have to ask yourself, what am I focused on? It's clear what you're focused on, right? The psukim start, Arami Oved Avi v'yed mitzrayim v'yogar shemim seimat v'hisham l'goy gadol atzum v'rav. Life was miserable. V'yareir otan ha-mitzrim. Life got even worse. V'nitzakel Hashem. We cried out to God. V'yotzienu Hashem mitzrayim. And everything was great. And then God saved us. Isn't that the classic Maschil b'gnosum sayim b'shvach? He thinks the answer is yes. So what's the machlokes? Rav and Shmuel. Is it Rav and Shmuel? What's the machlokes?
Rav and Shmuel, number seven.
Okay, what's the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, of Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah versus Avadim Ayin? So here's fascinating. He says, look, the Mishnah was clear. The Mishnah was clear that we're going to dash in the Psukim of Arami Oved Avi. That's the central point. That's the center point of the Haggadah. What's the problem with doing that? And he said, originally, that's what we did. That's what the Tanoim did. The problem is, when you use those Psukim, you get to the last Pasuk, Pasuk Tet, the last full line. Vayivienu al ha-makom hazeh. Vayiten lano et ha-aretz hazot, eretz zavat chalav u'dvash. Right? It's a beautiful Pasuk. And it's completely meaningful. And he brought us to this place, and he gave us a land flowing with milk and honey. Well, when we lived in Israel, that was the high point. But imagine saying that in Bavel. Right? Imagine saying that in America. How could you do that? So he says, in the time of the Tanaim, that was part of the Seder. But then the Amoraim came. The Amoraim lived in Bavel. And they were part of the Golos. And Amoraim said, what's going to be our new Maschil B'gnusum Sayin B'Shvach? Because the real Shvach of Vayivienu L'Makom Hazeh Vayiten Lano Et Ha'aretz Hazot Eretz Zavat Chalav U'Dvash doesn't really apply anymore. So two things here. Am I saying that in the time of the Tanaim, they read the entire parsha of Arami Oved Avi, including the pasuk that we no longer read? Vayivienu L'Makom Hazeh? Maybe. There are early nuschos of the Haggadah that have that in the Haggadah. That people in Israel, why wouldn't they? It's completely natural and completely normal to finish by saying, Vayivienu L'Makom Hazeh. And now, after all this, I'm here in Israel. And I'm here in Israel, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm bringing Bikurim, and I'm giving my first fruits to God. It's all happened, it's all coming true. It's the most wonderful thing in the world, right? There's a movement in Israel now, and amongst from people also, to put this pasuk back in the Haggadah. Why shouldn't we? We live in Israel, right? The dream has come true. Why don't we have a fifth kos? So these people, okay, these people drink a fifth kos at the meal, and they say this pasuk. I don't have a position one way or the other, but I think it's meaningful to do it. Okay? But now you come back to Bavel. Or maybe you come back to Israel now where we don't say this pasuk. So what's going on? So again, if you're in Bavel, you don't really want to say the pasuk because A, it's not true, and B, it's depressing. So why do you darshin Arami Oved Avi? So here I think it's obvious. Do it this way. Think of Ashbel, right? So you say, Potecha yadecha maspil l'cholcha ratzon. What's the next pasuk? So everybody knows, Sadiq Hashem b'chol drachov v'chassid b'chol ma'asav, right? So if I told you, you know, stop saying the pasuk of Sadiq Hashem, or stop saying the last pasuk, right? V'anach l'vorach kol me'atav y'alom ha'alom, everybody stop saying it. In your mind, you would still be saying it. You don't say it out loud because we don't say it out loud, but in your mind, you would still be saying it. I think what happened with the Haggadah, I think this is what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, and if it's not exactly what he said, so it's how I understand it. I think what happened with the Haggadah is the question of storytelling, right? What's the question of storytelling? Where do you end the story? So in the Haggadah that we have, pretty much it ends on the 15th at night. It's true there's a reference in Dayenu to Kriyas Yamsuf, but that's not the central point of the Haggadah. And most importantly, there's no references to coming to Israel. Now, you could say, look, that's how the holidays work. Pesach is focused, or the first day of Pesach is focused on Yetzias Mitzrayim. The last day of Pesach is focused on Kriyas Yamsuf. Shavuos is a better time to celebrate coming to Israel, even though we're focused on the Aseres Hadibros. But because, I don't know, maybe. Maybe Sukkos is a better time to focus on it, right? You can't have every holiday focus on every element of the story of the Jews. So let's just imagine for a second that Chazal took out the last pasuk, and they said, no, the story of the, you know, storytelling at the Seder has to end with Yitzias Mitzrayim. It cannot extend to coming into Eretz Yisrael. That's too far in the future. It's not just that it's 40 years. It's not even in the Torah, right? We're not going to have that as part of Leila Seder. But why don't we pick psukim that hint to it? Why don't we pick psukim that everybody knows by heart? Because everybody says them in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's true. We'll stop at, you know, Shomer Hashem Es Kol Ovo Beis Kol Hashem Yashmid. And we won't say Tehilat Hashem Yidaber Pi. But everybody will know. There'll be like a big wink. You know, we're not talking about coming into Eretz Yisrael. But what's more important than coming into Eretz Yisrael? And so we picked psukim that emphasize that. On the one hand, what I said at the beginning is true. We picked the psukim that are the, you know, that are the best time in the Torah to sort of summarize the whole story. But the whole story for Chazal is supposed to end with Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not supposed to end with coming into Eretz Yisrael. In the Beis HaMikdash, when I bring Bikurim, right, what could be more meaningful than saying, Vayivienu l'amakom hazeh vayitenon at haaretz hazot, eretz zavas chalav udvash, va'ata hineh heveisi et pri, right? And you continue, because you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash, and you feel that the story just ended for you. You know, if we were going to pick an end to the story, so again, it's clear, the halacha says the end of the story is the 15th, right? We talked about maybe extending it to Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, that's another 7 days. Then we thought about extending it. How long? I don't know, maybe to building the Mishkan. That's another 120 days. But then there's, what about Eretz Yisrael? And so we paskin against it. In the Haggadah, we're not going to talk about Eretz Yisrael. But in our lives, when I'm bringing Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, when I'm standing in front of God, I feel the weight of history on my shoulders. And I feel like, you know, the real end to the story is Bikurim. Why is that? Because it's not just that I made it into the land of Israel. Because I made it into the land of Israel, I had 14 years of war. Right? The making it into the land of Israel is a prerequisite for what? It's a prerequisite for building a Beis HaMikdash. And the building of the Beis HaMikdash is a prerequisite for bringing Bikurim. But the end of the story really is, I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, bringing him my first fruits. I'm now economically independent, right? I grow fruits. I have an economy. I trust in. That's really the end of the story. And so we're halachically prohibited from doing that in the Haggadah, but we're not halachically prohibited from hinting to it. We're not halachically prohibited from winking and saying, okay, yeah, we're only talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim tonight, but I really know where the story ends. And I'm going to use Pesukim that everybody knows and ask you to stop before the last Pesuk, because you know the last Pesuk. We're not going to say it because we're not supposed to say it at Leila Seder, but we know the last Pesuk. And so in the end, you know, if this is right, and I think it is, Arami Oved Avi really is the central part of the Seder. Arami Oved Avi was supposed to be the example of Maschil Bignus Umesayim Bishvach. It was for the Tanaim. You know, when they read the Mishnah, they really thought it meant Maschil Bignus Umesayim Bishvach. What does that mean? V'doresh me Arami Oved Avi. That changed when the second exile came, when the first exile came, and we got kicked out of Israel. So now you needed a different story. Not completely different. We're not going to take it out of the Haggadah. But you needed something else. And so then you have the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Is it Avodah Zarah? Is it Avadim Hayinu? But that's the replacement. And we still kept in Parshas Bikurim because we all know how Parshas Bikurim ends. We all know how the story ends. And we have a text which reminds us of it without, you know, beating us over the head, without making it too obvious, without changing the end of the story, which for purposes of the Haggadah is just Leil HaSeder and the Exodus from Egypt. Okay, so what do we see? We talked a little bit at first about the difference between Zichrias Yitzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and the differences of Reb Chaim, and, you know, everybody has their own differences and they're all meaningful. But then we talked about storytelling and where the beginning of the story is and where the end of the story is. And we moved on from Rav and Shmuel, who said Avadim Hayinu versus Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And we possibly said in the Rambam that Avadim Hayinu was not there for any purpose other than answering the four questions, which are really one, of Manishtana, because the main part of the Seder is Parshas Bikurim. And the main part of the Seder is Parshas Bikurim precisely for the ending that we don't read. Okay, let's stop here. Yashkach to everybody. Have a great week. And I guess I'll see you all next Friday.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.